Hey, friend, thanks for joining me again for another episode of Journey Promises. I'm really excited that you're here once again, and I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about today, and that is our identity in Christ. And we're going to be diving into John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13, and just really breaking apart what the Bible says about who we are as God's children. I'm really excited about this. This was something that was new for me. I feel like I've read these verses a million times. I mean, who hasn't read John 1:1 a million times? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The literal, like, most beautiful verses in the Bible. Jesus was at the beginning. He is and will always be God. And that is just so cool to me. And that affects our identity. The truth of who God is affects us. It affects our identity. It affects who we are. It affects what we do. It should affect every single part of our life. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And so I kind of just want to dive right in. I'm going to read the scripture first, and then we're going to break it down. And so it says, John chapter 1, verse 1 through 13 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not mastered it. A man came sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light who gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created by him. But the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. Children not born of parents or by the will of flesh or by the will of man, but by God." Y'all, I think we so often pass over the gravity of what is being said here. First of all, we've been given the right to be called God's children. I look over that so often. What it really truly means to be a child of God. And not just like being called God's child, like he's not just saying, oh yeah, here's a new title for you. That is a new identity. He's saying you have been given the right to become God's children, not born of human parents, no longer born by the will of flesh, no longer by the will of man, but by God. And that is life-changing, y'all. That is literally saying it no longer matters like who you were born to. Were you born to Christian parents? Were you born to non-believing parents? Were you born to in a different country? Were you born down the road? Were you born in a city? Were you born in the country? It doesn't matter. It does not matter your family roots. It does not matter your family ties, because you are now born again. The old has passed, the new has come into the family of God. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter the generational traumas that you carry. It doesn't matter anything. The traits that you have, all of that can be made new. It is no longer by the will of flesh. And so it's not by the things that you do, the good deeds that you do, the fact that you go to church, all of these things. That is not what gives you the right to be called a child of God. Literally, the only thing that gives you a right to be called a child of God is believing in the name of Jesus. And that's like, y'all, that's the best news that we could ever receive, because it's not up to us. It is not up to us to save ourselves. It's not up to our will. It's not up to our abilities or our desires. None of it. It's up to Jesus. And it's not done by the will of man. And so it's not given to you by humans. It's nothing that can be bestowed upon you by another person. It is truly only by God. And we have been given the right to become God's child because we have believed in Jesus. And y'all, that is life-changing. And we're going to go back up to verse 1, and we're going to see exactly why that's life-changing. So verses 1 through 5 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind, and the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not mastered it. So first and foremost, Jesus was in the beginning. He was with God and he was God. He is exactly who he says he is. He is exactly who this book says he is. And he's never changing. He is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And because of that, when we place our identity in him and we lean on him as our firm foundation to tell us who we are, it is never going to change. He never changes, which means the things that he says is never going to change, which means when he tells us who we are, that is never going to change. It is rock solid, just like this text. The things we place our identity here in this world are jobs, people, what people say about us, social media, all of these things, what we do. They're all things that come and go. They can be ripped out from under you in a split second. And they're shifting and constantly moving. And so the best place that we can put our identity is in Jesus, who created us, and he is never changing. He's been here since the beginning. He knows how the story ends, and he knows what is best for us. And so when he says that we are a child of God through him, that is truly the safest place that we could be. That is the safest identity that we can hold on to. Isaiah 40 has become one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. And this has become one of my favorite sections. And it really just speaks to who God is and how he sees us. And so it says, this is Isaiah 40, verse 26 through 31. It says, "Look up at the sky. Who created all these heavenly lights? He is the one who leads out their ranks. He calls them all by name." Y'all, he calls every single star in the sky by name. "Because of his absolute power and his awesome strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, Jacob? Why do you say, O Israel? The Lord is not aware of what is happening to me. My God is not concerned with my vindication. Do you not know, have you not heard, that the Lord is an eternal God, the creator of the whole earth? He does not get tired or weary, and there is no limit to his wisdom. He gives strength to those who are tired, and to the ones who lack power, he gives renewed energy. Even youths get tired and weary. Even strong men clumsily stumble. But those who wait for the Lord's help will find renewed strength. They rise up as if on eagle's wings. They run without growing weary, and they walk without getting tired." Y'all, God created the heavens and the earth. He knows every star, every planet, every blade of grass. And he knows you. He knows you specifically. He knows your name. He knows every hair on your head. He knows your passions, your heart's desires, everything about you. He knows you. And he calls you his child. And so placing your identity in that, placing your identity in the fact that you are God's child above, "I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a photographer. I live in this place. I love this. I love that. I have this many followers on social media. I'm whatever." Whatever you can put "I am blank" and hold that as an identity weighs nothing in comparison to the statement that "I am a child of God." Next, it says he is the light. No matter what comes, his light is not going away. The darkness has not overcome his light. And you know why? Because it can't. The enemy cannot overcome the power of the light. And so no matter what you're going through, what struggles you're facing, nothing, depression, anxiety, whatever darkness is in your life has nothing on the power of God. It is not your identity. Anxiety is not your identity. Depression is not your identity. Mental health, none of that is your identity. Yes, it may be your circumstances right now, but you can hold strong to the hope of Jesus Christ, because your identity is rooted in the fact that you are a child of God. And that is the best news ever. You see, our identity is so safe in the hands of Jesus. He made us whole in him. Because of his life, life, death, and resurrection, we are made full and complete. It does not shift and change in him. He knows us. He sees us. He loves us. He is our light and our salvation. And our identity as children of God is stronger than anything that this world has to offer you. When we believe that this is truth, it changes everything. When we believe that God is who he says he is and that we are who he says we are, it literally changes everything. Who God is affects who we are. What we believe about God is ultimately going to affect what we believe about ourselves. If I don't believe that God is powerful enough to take care of me, I'm going to seek power on my own in order to take care of myself, because I'm not going to believe that he is ever going to have my best interest in mind. If I don't believe that God is big and that he sees me and that he cares for me, I'm going to seek validation in other people, in other things, in other ways, because I'm going to continue to seek being seen and being loved. And if I don't believe that God is enough for me in that, then I'm going to go find it elsewhere. If I don't believe that God has good things in store for me, I'm going to constantly be seeking my own stuff. And so I'm going to seek all of the good things that I think would be good for me, which may ultimately not be the best thing for me. If I don't believe that Jesus died for everyone, it's going to affect how I love my neighbor and how I interact with other people. And so that's the prayer of more of you, less of me, really praying like, God, help me see your power, that you love me, that you see me, that you care for me, because I'm your child, because my identity is rooted in you and not anything in this world. Anything that I could grab for or reach for or try to achieve on my own has nothing on God and who he says I am and who he wants me to be and the things that he has planned for me. Nothing that I can do for myself or this world can give me has anything on that. What we believe about ourselves matters. If we truly believe that we are children of God, that is going to change the way we view the world. It's going to change the way we interact with others. It's going to change the way we carry ourselves. It's going to change the way we walk into rooms. It's going to change the way we speak, everything. And so what have you been believing about yourself that is against the truth? Have you been believing that you're unlovable because God came down from the heavens because he loved you? Do you believe that you're too far gone? Because God knows exactly where you are. And he didn't just say, those who haven't done X, Y, and Z and believe in my name, those are my children. No, he said, all of those who believe in my name have been given the right to be called a child of God. All, everyone. It doesn't matter what you've done. You're not too far gone. I want to be really real with you right now. Whatever lies you were believing about yourself, whatever identities you have taken on that is not biblical, that is not from God, that is opposite of being a child of God, we have to battle them with truth. You have to write them down and battle them with what this says, because those things are only going to hold you back. They're going to harm you. They're going to cause you to never live up to everything that the Lord has for you. And ultimately, like, they're just going to keep you stuck. Nothing that this world has to offer you is good enough compared to being a child of God. This world is crazy and it's ever changing and trends are changing and people are being canceled. And I mean, you can't please everyone. You can't do everything. It's literally impossible. The only thing that is rock solid in life is our identity in Christ and the hope and the joy and the promises that we hold in him. And so y'all, just kind of as I like wrap this up tonight, go and read the whole Gospel of John, but this section, John 1:1-1:13, and just like look and see what it says about God. And if you truly believe that what God says about himself, what the Bible says about God is true, then we should also believe what it says about us is true. And it says we have been given a right to become God's children. It doesn't say we've been given a right to become the most successful person on the planet. It doesn't say we've been given a right to be famous or to be a millionaire or to have a big family, nothing. It doesn't promise anything on this earth, but it does promise himself. it promises that we are made new in him. And that's amazing. That is the best promise we could ever receive. Because at the end of the day, it's not up to us. And it's not up to the world. It's up to him. And we can rely on that and we can trust in that. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. I'm also still trying to like really process that and think through that. But God is good. He is never changing. He is the light. He is the life. He is creator. He is everything. And he has called us his children. And that changes everything. And so friends, as we go, I hope and I pray that you believe that about yourself. That whatever lies you've been carrying about yourself, you would put off and you would put on the truth that you are a child of God. And that he sees you and that he loves you and that he cares for you. So, as we sign off, I just again want to thank you for joining me. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and I love you and I want to get to know you. And so, yeah, follow me on any social media, Journey Promises or Amber Lithgow on Instagram or TikTok, and leave a comment in the comments of this podcast. Introduce yourself. I would love to just know who's listening, know who you are, kind of where you are in your walk with Christ, and I would love to pray for you. And so, yeah, introduce yourself, subscribe if you want to continue to follow along. And yeah, I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you have a wonderful week living as a child of God.